Or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
So much going on in the 505, probably in the 575 too, and we actually need to work on getting more content to make sure we're talking to our friends listening at 88.1 FM in Las Cruces. However, I do want to throw this out there because the Laugh for Life is happening tonight with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Listen, it's a free family night, great family entertainment, and it's happening at Legacy Church in their Northeast campus. That is Northeast Albuquerque, I should say, Wyoming, north of Montgomery. Legacy Church will be the venue for the Laugh for Life with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And comedian Sean Reynolds is in town. He's going to make you laugh. So Laugh for Life. Go and check that out. And the Pajarito Thunderbird Club will be there. Vintage Ford Thunderbirds out in the parking lot. That's always fun, especially for those dads or not moms, maybe, you know, might be into that too. But you can tour the CareNet medical mobile unit as well. That is a fully functioning CareNet pregnancy center, with ultrasound and a medical team. And it's just outstanding. But the raffle for tonight will benefit the CareNet medical mobile unit. There'll be food trucks and the details are at carenetabq.com. The other thing happening this weekend, and I'll do what I did yesterday. We'll save this for the second segment in whole, but New Mexico Men of Honor meets tomorrow morning at New Beginnings Church. More details in about 15 minutes. All right, let's welcome our first guest onto the show today. First guest, real similar to what we did yesterday. Tim Steele, welcome in from Family Life. We're going to spend some time talking about Weekend to Remember. It's a little ways away, but not too early to start planning and talking, is it, Tim?
Oh, no, it is not. We've been planning this event for almost a year and a half when we started contract negotiations. And then from there, we start talking about it big time, 16 weeks out, which is this week. So, Steve, thank you for inviting me on, and I'd love to talk a little bit more about the details.
Well, you know, Tim, it's such an investment in our community when you've got husbands and wives or brides and their grooms that are preparing to get married. It's not just for the married, is it?
No. In fact, we've got the gamut of those that are considering marriage coming and checking it out, those that have been married for quite a while. In fact, some of the stories we hear on the Sunday morning after the event, we have a time of sharing. There are 50 and 60 year old marriages that are saying our marriage needed this weekend for, and then they go on to explain. It could be about conflict. It could be about new stage of life, or we're into this last quarter of our life. And it's amazing how it just covers the whole gamut.
Well, Tim, one of the things that we'll start here is reminding people that, you know, as we go between here and February, when the event happens, mm-hmm. People should be watching for things on the website at weekendtoremember.com. And by the way, that's weekend T-O, remember, weekendtoremember.com. Things like the gift cards, and some other, opportunities to save a little money on on registration. But what might they be looking for?
Well, you'll see those traditional ads that will pop up whenever you go to somebody's website, like familylife.com or, as you stated, weekendtoremember.com. However, we also have a good way of approaching life through the Facebook and the Instagram environment, so that you're going to see some of those line items, those ads, if we want to use it that way, come up just by visiting and following or liking. As you know, all those algorithms push a lot, so we encourage the likes and the follows. But that also does pop up those special times, as you were mentioning. We've got one of them coming up, as is traditional around Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We're encouraging folks that are considering going to any one of our events, there's 56 of them next spring and still several this fall that they can step in on. But we got one of those coming up, half price. during that long holiday weekend of Cyber Friday through, or excuse me, Black Friday through Cyber Monday.
Okay, and you know, as we kind of talk about, you know, we mentioned it, assuming people really know what Weekend to Remember is all about. And the truth is, it's a healthy weekend with plenty of information available. And, you know, we may talk about a couple of the sessions in detail, but, you know, we can even kind of run through here and, you know, let people know what they'll expect as they go through the weekend.
Sure. Well, I can spell out the itinerary in detail, but I think the best thing, again, we're going to drive everybody back, click on or type in weekendtoremember.com. Yeah. There's several different video trailers that'll give you a flavor for the weekend. But the whole goal of this weekend, Steve, is to encourage couples to remember that if your marriage is not intentionally turning towards one another, it's drifting apart. Marriage is not a static relationship. Every day, all different choices. You're either moving closer together or you're going towards oneness. And our goal for that weekend is oneness. So at this event, we give you plenty of opportunity to have conversations in between the sessions. We actually have 9 sessions that start promptly 7 o'clock on Friday night. The registration tables open up, as well as people getting to the hotel and the venue at about 5-ish, from 7 to 9 Friday, and then from 9 in the morning on Saturday, to where you're actually going to be having lunch together and doing a project over lunch, and in afternoon and mid-morning breaks have projects, and it's just the two of you working on life. And do the same thing on Sunday morning. You're out the door by about 12:30. There are a couple of breakouts that are available for those blended family marriages that are trying to start something new with each other, and we do address that as well on a Sunday morning breakout. Is that kind of what we're looking for, Steve?
Yeah,
I mean, a little brief itinerary.
Yeah, yeah. There's all kinds of things for really. I mean, the idea. Clearly, you can tell that family life was just trying to imagine who else might be here and what might they need. Tim, you know, we've done this a little bit, maybe even a little yesterday. You know, to talk. I like overcoming objections, and it probably comes from a sales background. I'm going for the close. You know, we want people to be a part of this, and it's not, you know, and it's not a sales thing, in that really the ultimate goal is to strengthen marriages, looking at them through a Christian, a biblical worldview, and in doing so, we're creating families, and, whether it's just two people in the family or, parents with kids that are having a positive impact on the community they live in.
Right. Well, you know, we start, Steve, with Friday night, really spelling out that, again, it's a natural drift for all of us to look to ourselves first. And that will cause a marriage and a relationship to drift if you're not intentionally turning towards one another. So naturally, the first session is, let's recognize that fact. But we do it in a fun, engaging way. We involve a lot of technology in your phone sometimes, doing polls. We'll interact and give you projects. But the idea is, recognize where you're at as a couple. And stepping forward into the next day or so, we provide very concrete, practical, biblical help in the way to address issues such as conflict, or we even handle intimacy just a bit in the end of Saturday. And then on Sunday morning, we talk about, so now what? What are we going to do with all of this that we're learning? We give you some practical help with what's going to happen on the way home. What's going to happen when you hit the ground Monday morning, having to go to work and deal with the kids and school and et cetera, et cetera. So yes, we do very intentionally have set this weekend up as a getaway with a purpose.
And, you know, again, going back to people saying, well, let's start with this one. Okay. There's just no way financially we can swing doing this. Is there anything to be said to someone like that? I mean, I'll let you address that, but you know, let me start here. Pray about that. You know, there's the story. Was it Finney that was working at the orphanage and trying to figure out how he was going to feed all these kids? And through prayer, he ended up seeing, you know, the milk guy, you know, in the wagon, the wheel broke. Or so I don't know, though. You know, this, I'm kind of paraphrasing the story, but you know, lo and behold, here the you know, Jehovah Jireh, our God who provides.
Yes, and we have had numerous stories. We've been doing this for almost 50 years, and we find, Steve, that people, when they turn to God, he answers in a way that's so uniquely out of the ordinary, when we do really trust that he will provide. There are ways that we've set up to provide easier ways for people to attend. For instance, as I mentioned earlier, when we were talking about gift cards, we do a gift card promotion, and that is just like that. It's a regular way of getting things for half price. A retail value for a couple's registration, and this is the registration only, is $350. And it's a lot for a couple that's really trying to figure out a way to address stuff, and finances might very well be one of those things they're trying to address. So we do offer the half price sale then towards gift cards that can be used for yourself or given away. We also offer a weekend, not a weekend, excuse me, 2 weeks in early January from the 2nd through Monday, I believe it's the 20th. That 2 weeks, again, will offer a half price so that couples can go for $175. There are early bird specials, and you'll get those right now going out to weekendtoremember.com. But we also offer other ways that people can get engaged in maybe creating a personal discount code that they can actually encourage others to use, and those friends of theirs will get $100 off. But after five people do that, the couple who registered the code gets a free Weekend to Remember registration package. They're actually getting that $350 free.
Nothing wrong with working for it a little bit. You know, the other thing I want to reach out to some that are listening, many of our listeners have attended Weekend to Remember, and I know a lot of our listeners, they know someone that they go, you know, it'd be really great if the Smiths went to Weekend to Remember. If God's telling you that, pray about your place in taking advantage of one of these gift offers or 50% off to register someone else that you maybe know might have a difficult time making it to the event. Is that something someone can do on someone else's behalf?
They sure can. And that's why we've offered the gift cards. And that, and if you do have that get discount code already established, and you can do that at groups.familylife.com, you can set it up, and that gift card can be applied towards one of those five registrations. So you've got that. There's also other ways that other groups of people can actually attend an event. Can I mention the pastors? This is Pastors Month.
Right.
And we have a very generous donor that set aside a fund that we've been using for several years now to offer full-time pastoral staff, whether they're a worship pastor, youth pastor, CE pastor, senior pastor, teaching pastor, executive pastor, anyone who is a full-time paid pastoral staff from any church can go free on the registration. We waive their registration fee completely thanks to that donor fund.
Okay.
All they got to do. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and to be clear, that is, I'm going to assume that is for the conference, not for lodging.
Correct. Yes. We were going to get to that. Okay. All of these notes that we're talking about, in reality, it does cost money to travel. You got to take care of childcare. You might want to eat over the weekend, maybe even do a date night. So plan accordingly. And lodging is part of those that a couple will have to take care of themselves, either on property or elsewhere. But the only thing Family Life really has control over is our registrations. And we try to make that as affordable as possible. Again, we mentioned pastors. Go free. You just click on the pastor link at weekendtoremember.com. It'll drive you to a page. You just put down what church you're responsible for and stewarding, and we will call you and confirm all the details, and you're in.
Well, and forgive me, you may have mentioned this earlier in the segment, and I was kind of multitasking at one point when you're going through some stuff. So if I missed this, forgive me. But Another objection someone might come up with is, you know, English is a second language for me. Primarily I speak Spanish. For those that use that or expect they'd have a difficult time, we have good news.
We do have good news. I've been working hard being down here in this desert Southwest, learning what it's like having moved here from Arkansas. It's a little different lifestyle. Learning two languages is important to most people as they want to interact with neighbors and such, but people have a heart language, and we recognize that. And over the last three and a half years, we have actually developed, the manual has been not just transliterated, which is word for word, but we've culturized it a bit so that the Hispanic culture can actually read it and understand it within their language. We've got actually Spanish speakers who are native to the language that have done work on our manual and our workbook. We've also been able to bring in translators. So you'll be hearing English from the stage, but if you let us know ahead of time, we actually check out an earpiece that you can use to hear our translators, who are a couple who are translating for the couple on the stage. And that will be available at Albuquerque's event up at the Santa Ana Pueblo at Tamaya Resort.
Yeah. You know, we dealt with, you know, other objections, whether it's affordability or like we just said, you know, maybe English is a second language for some. Let's go back to the affordability. For those who serve in the military, there's a blessing for them as well.
Yes, we were able to actually draw on some of another fund and be able to subsidize as military who serve for our country. We want to make sure that any active duty military personnel that is paid for serving right now, that could be any branch of service, even the Coast Guard, which is, well, maybe somebody here in New Mexico. But the point is, they can attend as a couple for $120. And we often know that many hotel venues offer military discounts on their reservations as well. So there's creative ways to make it affordable and trying to work through and think ahead on what you want to do for your weekend.
Okay. And the other thing I want to make sure our listeners, you know, by the way, Tim, I'm going to let you know here on the air, we were going to do two segments today. Let's stick with one segment. And we've got about 5 minutes. We'll bring it to a close, and then we'll cover some other things in the second segment. But I do want to cover the information you've provided, including, now listen, maybe you're hearing the dates for the A Weekend to Remember at Tamaya. We were talking about specifically, that's February 16th through the 18th of 2024, and you're hearing that date, and you're like, I have this going on then. We're not going to make it. Well, the good news there is there's a website, well, we've already mentioned, weekendtoremember.com. And, you know, Tim, looking at essentially what looks like, you know, based on the Google Map model here, there's little, you know, pins all over the country. And really, you could make a weekend to remember, maybe extend it, make a little longer trip out of it, and, you know, visit another place in the country. It looks, well, I'll let you cover this, but there's all kinds of locations you can go and do this.
There are. Some of them are reasonably drivable from the 505 and 575 area, such as Tucson and Phoenix. That'll be next summer in June. San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, even like going up to
Denver,
yeah. Colorado Springs. Yeah, Estes Park. And if you really want to get away, I mean, consider going and staying at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, which is a really great venue. Or you could actually go over to Pennsylvania and stay at the Hershey Lodge. I mean, those kind of things are really unique. Think of going to Destin or possibly to Monterey.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at
Vancouver.
I'm looking at on California. It looks like I can't tell because, you know, it doesn't, but maybe close to Sacramento there. There's a, you know, and if you've never been, listen, as a guy who graduated in Northern California, if you've been to LA and all that, totally different state. or the Pacific Northwest. I mean, most of the country is covered here. So if you can't make it to the Tamaya for the Weekend to Remember, February 16th through the 18th, take a look at the map at weekendtoremember.com. And I'll throw it back to you, Tim, to put a bow on this and make sure that anything you wanted to make sure to mention, we don't leave out.
I think if anybody's feeling this itch to really address what's going on in their lives, this is an investment in a long-term relationship, no matter what stage of life you are in. If you're on the pre-married side, early marriage side, marriage with kids, marriage without kids, blending your family, any one of those stages of life, even if you've gone to one of these Weekend to Remembers and it might have been a decade or two or three or more, now's the time to go. It really is, because this is a different life and a different stage of life for you. I would highly encourage you to consider investing in your weekend. Make this important enough to have someone take care of the kids. You come, you'll have the chance to really spend time together dealing with stuff. And we give you the tools right then and there, as well as tools when you leave, on how to make it all work and to find that oneness that we're all talking about trying to achieve.
Very good. Tim Steele from Family Life has been our guest today, and primarily talking about the Weekend to Remember and the information available at weekendtoremember.com. And actually, 30 seconds, Tim, I want to throw back to you for those who missed yesterday's segment, which, by the way, they can find at abqconnect.online. There's something coming soon from Family Life that you may want to let people know where they can find that information.
Right. We've got a re-released resource that's been totally reimagined called The Art of Marriage. And over the last 12 years, there's been over 300,000 people that have used this study. It is a virtual study, but it's also, when I say virtual, you're going online with a streaming video of about 20 minutes, but you have a chance to just dialogue. If you can't make a weekend, this might be one of those chances to take and look at this study. We're doing an event coming up on Wednesday, November 1st at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, called A Date Night Alternative. And it's simply a matter of hearing what's going to be released with the new Art of Marriage. And we'll be giving away a couple of those kits to actually hold your own little study if you choose at home or at church. But we are excited, and it's got a great theme to it around creativity and the six words for love in the Bible. Three Greek, three Hebrew. Great study.
All right. Tim Steele of Family Life. Tim, thanks again. And we'll have to catch up, and it's New Mexico, it's Landa Manana, and we want to make sure between now and February we remind people of the opportunity they have. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
All right, stay with us. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get our Heritage update, as we do every week, with Genevieve Wood, and our Friday financial update. What's happening this weekend and in the next few days? We have some information, local events you may want to check out. Coming up right after the break on ABQ Connect.